I literally have put that in the song yesterday.
What? So? Threading needles?
I need a seamstress.
I need a seamstress. 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 How you put that in a song?
Seamstress. You seem stressed.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't that. get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Great Ariel Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shaquoia D.
Sir Breezington here.
It's your boy Damani.
And if this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, it could be anything or nothing at all. We have great conversations and we like to bring you guys in on those conversations. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. It's great to see you. And don't forget, while y'all here, new or returning, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. And also, don't forget to join the Patreon. If you want to watch this podcast live and be a part of the conversation, if you want to get access to some other behind-the-scenes content and other stuff that we are currently working on, it is in the works. Definitely join our Patreon for the low, low price of $3. You can be a part of the conversation. You can join us here. And also,
we be here.
Yeah. And also, I forgot the rest of my sentence. So, what are we talking about, y'all?
Today we are talking about threads. Yeah, I think we're going to talk about threads.
That's fine. So I guess I'll start real since okay.
And then I was gonna say it may lead into
the other thing. So, yeah. We'll see what happens.
Threads,
the Instagram's new Twitter or So yeah, I had all the if you're not aware, Instagram made a new platform called Threads. Pretty much, it's Twitter. They're just stepping on Twitter's toes a little bit.
That's funny.
But yeah, so I wasn't even gonna sign in like right this second. But I was like, you know, let me just see what it's looking like. So I signed in. It's like, all right, do you wanna just import your old bio?
Import your old life into
the new one. Pretty much that's what it was feeling like. So I was like, you know what? For the sake of the time, I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. Let me just get a lay of the land. Let me just import, keep it moving, hit next. And I was like, I don't have no new pictures. I'm not about to stress about this right now. Boom. Asked me, do I want to just import all of your followers as well? My initial thought was, no. I'm just gonna follow the people I feel like following. And I was like, dang, this looks like a lot of people. I can't remember. I got to remember people's like actual ad names and see if I still, like, do I actually remember? Do I want to see your thoughts or whatever? So I was like, you know, let me just hit follow. And then I hit follow, and then it literally looks exactly like Twitter. Like, down to the way the pictures look, down to the hearts, the
retweets
or whatever.
Did they name the stuff different? Like,
I didn't even get a chance.
Like, rethread?
Yeah. But that's probably what it is. It probably is what it is. I didn't actually get a chance to
I would assume them, it. Too.
But I didn't even get a chance to actually look at it. Look at those parts, because I'm on there. The first thought that I had was, you know, I follow these people on Instagram for a totally different reason than I follow people on Twitter.
Different than what's going on.
Yeah, because like I'm thinking about the kind of conversations that I enjoyed reading on Twitter and like just jumping into and some of the jokes, and the people that I follow on Instagram, not funny.
Yeah.
Right. They're just not funny. So I'm sitting there like, wow, I didn't realize like the medium that I met you in can make so much more of a difference on who I would actually follow. Like, these people I would follow because, hey, all right, we cool. Maybe we went to school together. Like your pictures. I'm supporting what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to what you're saying,
you don't care.
It's a lot different.
Yeah, I feel that. It's also like I think, Threads came at a perfect time because I think a few days ago, right before Threads was announced, it might have been a day before or 2 days before, I had saw something that said, it might have been when I logged into Twitter or it might have been an article, but it said that now they're limiting the amount of tweets that you can see per day. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you're on a regular account, like, not paid, then you can only see 300 tweets per day. And then if you are, like, I guess the lower tier of being paid, then you can see, like, 500, and then if you're higher tier, you would see, like, I guess unlimited or something like that. I don't really remember.
What is that doing for
them? Mm-hmm. Nothing. They're just trying to get people to pay.
Yeah, because they were in a hole.
Yeah, he bought the company when they were in the red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
So
that.
It's like now he's trying to figure out ways to monetize every aspect of it when it's like Twitter was not made for that. The people who are on there are not on there to pay for anything. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why people were on Twitter, because even years ago when Facebook randomly was like they're going to start charging people, it was random. It was like a random year that they was like in March 24th, something, we're going to start charging y'all to be on Facebook. And then it was like, well, I'll just stay on Twitter. Like,
I'll just go back to work.
Right, like something. But now he's trying to do that. So now it's like a thing where they're trying to monetize it. So they're trying to, you got to pay in order to have a verified account, right? So, like, there's two tiers with that now. So, now people have blue checks and they also have gold checks, I noticed. So, like, and then I guess with that subscription, with you being verified, that helps you to be able to see more. I don't know. It's dumb. But I do want to check out Spills, though, because that's Black-owned. And the former, he was the head of something on Twitter, is the one who made Spills. Him and another person from Twitter. So, I want to see how that is different. I heard Spills is giving Black Cookout vibes, so I want to check it out.
Tap into both of them. I'm gonna put the same post up. Ten times out of ten, I'm not following everybody that I follow on Instagram.
I'm not,
because I'm not. Once people start talking, it's different. Yeah. Like, I don't be wanting to talk about what people be having to talk about, what be wanting to talk about. So I just be like,
yeah, I'll follow you on Instagram, but I'm not gonna follow you on Threads. Absolutely not.
I feel like I'm probably gonna do what you did, what you said you did. How you would you followed everybody and then you're gonna go through and unfollow. I might do that just so I don't have to search for any names that I actually do want to follow. Mm-hmm. But I used to love my Twitter. Like, my Twitter used to be fire. And then somewhere after college, it just, like, I don't know where the funny people that I was following with, but I guess they got on Twitter. Because my timeline be, I don't even know.
Or they could have got blocked. A lot of people, not blocked, but deactivated. Like, their account could have got suspended or whatever.
That's possible.
Because they were suspended for a minute. People were getting suspended for, like, people get suspended for stuff that they call hate speech, but it don't even be hate speech or whatever it is. But the thing that I will say about Threads, when I was coming on, I was like, wow, this reminds me of when I first got on Twitter, and I'm looking at the people, and I'm like, why do I keep seeing it? I keep seeing the person because I'm not following that many. Like, I'm following however many people I follow on Instagram, but it's only dependent upon who you confirm. So, like, I can send a request, but I can send a request to follow everybody, but they don't have to confirm me if they don't want to.
So, okay, so you can follow people, but you can't see their stuff unless they confirm you? Is that how it works?
I don't know if everybody confirmed me that I was already following, but I just know that when I had tried to add everybody, and it was saying, and it had like a little pending section where it was like, this person hasn't confirmed you yet. So, like,
only see people that you're friends
with. That you follow back.
Like, on TikTok, in the beginning, you was only able to message people that you was friends with.
Yeah, from what I saw, you can request me to,
You gotta give value, people!
But yeah, you can request me to follow you or whatever, but
I don't have to accept the request. Just because we're already following each other doesn't mean that I automatically follow you.
So it,
from Instagram, like it'll basically send out the request. You just, on your end, you just have to confirm it. And if you don't confirm it, then you don't follow.
If I don't confirm it, does that mean that you technically don't even follow me?
I feel like
that
it's like a friend request.
Yeah, it's like how it's Facebook.
It'll just sit there.
Yeah, that's it.
That's interesting.
But that's just from what I saw. I was looking, and I was like, "Oh wow!" Because most of on Twitter, you don't have to request the follow. Most times, unless they're private. But I mean, and they had an option where you can make it public, make yourself public and private as well. So if you wanted to do that, you can do that as well.
I ain't my stuff public.
I literally did. I was going through. I was like, "Let me just do this, just so I can."
I'm a world leader, people. I was watching 85 South on Earn Your Leisure, and it was talking about like influencers are really world leaders. It's just safer to say influencer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to a certain extent, it depends.
It depends on the caliber of influencer that you are.
Yeah.
But like, if you have so many people following you, technically, and if they're actually following you and you're able to like monetize off of it, or be like, "Hey, I'm gonna be here," or put together your own type of events where they actually like
they're consuming actually
your content and supporting. Then,
it's a
big task.
It's just a lot of people aren't really doing much with their platform on a like an actual global level.
I don't value people.
I don't know if I would say something as big as world leader. When I hear world leader, I think of a lot more, like being able to shift more than just the people that you influence. That's how I feel. That's just me personally.
I feel like if Donald Trump could be president, the influencers could be worldly.
No, that's true. That's true. That's accurate information. I can't even dispute that one.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like the idea of what a world leader is and looks like is technically shifting now because like so many things are different. Because I mean, even when you look at, I mean, of course, I initially do think about, like, politics and stuff like that and, like, actual leaders of countries. But when you think about how they were saying, like, the U.S. is a world leader and blah, 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 like, they were saying that before, it's like, yes, but we also don't live in that world anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, where they were a world leader or where one particular country was a world leader. Like, you could say Beyonce is a world leader.
Yes.
But I don't know. I think that's a weird thing. Because the world just isn't the same that it was. So, like, what is a world leader?
That's why I said it's, like, I feel like people, you can have influence over large amounts of people, but I feel like
oh, the world isn't looking to you.
I was going to say, the world isn't looking to you. The people, specifically the world isn't looking to you. America is looking to you. And America itself.
But it's some people who have, like, they have fans and supporters in different places. So then, at that point,
But then it's like the entire world might not be looking to you. It might be certain groups of people or certain regions or whatever. But even like in the U.S., even if you are like a huge influencer in the U.S., the entire country may not know about you. Like, so I think that's why it's a weird thing. Because when you're talking about like actual, like, politicians and, I guess, global leaders on a political scale, a lot of times, like, the actual entire world is looking to that person.
I don't even think the entire world is ever looking for anybody. If we're talking about global leadership, the other important people are looking towards them. But the regular people, like the commoners, they're not necessarily.
But so they might be aware of them. Like, they might be aware that they exist, or even like be knowledgeable of whatever is happening with them, even if they're not really looking to them to lead. They might just be on their radar.
And I was gonna say, just another point to me is, just because you can influence somebody to buy a shirt don't make you work on a leader. You know, that's just my opinion.
The definition of a leader.
I think influence, having a position of influence, you are able to lead. And I think that's true. But that's because I support you in this aspect. I'm not about to leave. Yeah, everybody shouldn't.
And why everybody not getting followed on Threads? Yeah,
exactly.
I don't subscribe.
Yeah. But just to say, one thing I was gonna say was, I think it's funny, that you followed people for different reasons on different mediums. Like, I never realized it until that very moment that I'm not going to these people for the same reason that I go to people for Twitter. I just didn't think about it.
I feel like now it's different. Before, it was just because I knew you. Like, initially, I was following people and stuff because I knew them. And it was like school type of stuff. Like, I knew you. Oh, follow you on here. I want to learn something. Where the value at? I want to be interested in what you have to say. Because I'm actually reading it. Like, I have time. I got time to read. So I'm actually reading. I just want to see.
I feel like it's similar to having, like, different friend groups. Like, different friends. Like, you meet people maybe in different scenarios. So, like, you're friends with them for maybe a different reason than you're friends with your high school friends. Or, like, let's say you meet somebody who, like, you're at a cooking class or something like that. And then, like, you know, y'all was getting along, cracking jokes, whatever. But then you also have your other friends where maybe you don't necessarily act differently, but, like, your interests align in different areas. So, like, I'll go to this thing with you because, like, we have the same taste in comedy. Or I'll go to this thing with y'all because, like, we love the same type of music type of thing. So I feel like it's kind of like that. Because, I mean, at this point, I don't even know who I was actually following on Twitter. I just know my timeline was hilarious. And in college, I was retweeting everything. I didn't personally tweet that much. I did sometimes. It was like a stretch, but I wasn't really saying nothing. But I was retweeting a lot of stuff, and I would just be on Twitter. Like, that was my go-to platform for a long time. I forgot what I was going to say, but I do feel like it's like different, like having different friends, different interests, you like align.
And I was going to say, with Instagram, it was like pictures. Now I could see you. I can see what's going, like, what you got going on. It's different aesthetics, and it's like, wow, I actually like that.
Wow. And the thing with Instagram was, like, unlike Snapchat, because did Instagram come out before Snapchat? I was
unlike Tumblr. Tumblr was before.
Tumblr was before both of them.
I was late to Tumblr. Yeah,
Tumblr was far. They had great art pieces. Yeah. Tumblr was like a, to a degree, it was like a Pinterest before Pinterest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was, they had some gems, and people were, it was like a vlogging.
Yeah, it was like vlogs.
But like, pictures.
Yeah. I wasn't able to get it. I feel like that's where the aesthetic started. Aestheticism. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's where it started. Yeah. Like, I was just doing my little scroll thing, and it was like the way stuff was set up. Mm-hmm. It was a vibe. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I want to be there. Just didn't pan out.
I didn't make it to Tumblr until college, I don't think. And I think I only made it for a class. And then after that, I was like, dang, this is actually nice.
I was on Tumblr in high school because people was on it, and I was like, stats. I'm looking, a little scrolly thing, a little scrolly scroll. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's good. That's art.
Yeah, so I got on there late. But I was going to say, like, I was slow to get on Instagram because I didn't like taking pictures. So then I got on Instagram. Then I realized I like taking selfies. I just don't like taking, like, regular pictures. I like taking regular pictures now, but... there was Snapchat. And Snapchat was cool. Because, like, you communicate with people and it's your friends. And it would be, like, quick stuff. And then you had a story and stuff. And then Instagram took all of their stuff. Oh, and them conehead videos you used to do used to be hilarious. You had to be there. Okay.
You ain't talking about my head shape.
But I feel like, I don't know. Facebook just keep building off of all of these other platforms. And I had saw something that was like, any platform that won't let Facebook buy it. Facebook just takes whatever they're doing and adds it to
like America. They be like, yeah. I like what you're doing over there. You want to get into business? Word.
Yep.
So we just made your thing 2.0.
Right.
Or it don't know.
It'd be sometimes it'd be 0.05, yeah, but it'd be on there. Yeah. And then eventually the other app just starts to phase out. So.
I mean, TikTok's still
business model. Yeah, I bet TikTok not going nowhere.
Yeah.
Not going.
I don't know though, because I don't know what other changes they are about to make to Twitter. Oh, you said TikTok.
Instagram is not getting TikTok. Oh, TikTok, not with them reels.
Oh, TikTok not getting out of it. TikTok will be around for a while because they also kind of, well, I mean, all of them kind of paved their own way. But even with like the government was trying to get TikTok out of here. TikTok is going to be here for a while. Because it's also like a free...
Yeah. I was going to say what TikTok did and what they were able to do and the amount of time that they did it.
Yeah.
Like, they solidified now. Like, especially like the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
It made the world smaller. Mm-hmm. Now I'm seeing everybody, they got the dances.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just the people that... 9 times out of 10, you're not seeing the people that you follow.
Yeah.
So you're just seeing random stuff. And it's like, oh, I like this. Yeah. It's like, oh, wow.
And that's another thing. That's what I was thinking about when I got on there. I was like, well, I think the thing I like about Twitter, TikTok, that I didn't necessarily always love about Instagram is that I had the option to see people I had no idea, and it didn't feel like a sponsored post.
Yes.
That's how Instagram usually has it. It's sponsored post. I prefer, TikTok has sponsored posts, but most of the stuff that I see that's random is like it's geared for me and like random stuff. Like,
the sponsored post, at least with TikTok, it came later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember
it. Yeah, it came later. And I mean, I ain't been on in a minute, so I don't know how frequent the sponsored posts come up, but it stopped coming up as frequent for me.
Nah, I'll be skipping anytime I see it. Every four or five, I'll be like,
watch some of them. I'm not gonna lie, because some of them be interesting.
I don't watch the same
one. And I'll be like, what is that?
It almost got me a couple times with cybersecurity. Maybe I should. do some studies.
All I was saying was investing. You like investing in manifestation. That's all I was saying. I'm like, oh wow, they like manifested. Hold on, why does this feel like an ad?
It's too polished.
I was like, this don't feel like a real person.
And then you look in the corner and say sponsored.
Yeah, real like, small.
Dang.
I'm like, I've seen
you before. Your regular posts don't look like
that's what I'm saying. That's why they almost had me with the guy who he be like, he'll be giving out restaurant secrets, and he'll be like, come in closer. And then he'll zoom in and he'll be like, did you know that if you go here and you order Coke and they blah blah blah, basically all the restaurants. So he was doing one of them. I was like, wait a minute. You fooled me.
Get
out of here. I don't want to see your sponsor post. Let me see your regular post, man. They paid you to tell me these hacks.
I watched this for 15 seconds.
Yeah. They caught me. Now they're going to send me every sponsor post. Get out of here.
I'll be watching them sometimes. I mean, only if it interests me. I mean, let me see what y'all doing.
The only reason I really want to get back on, log back in to stuff, I just want to see who unfollowed me. That's it. I just want to see who unfollowed me.
Yeah, people gonna be hurt when I don't follow them on Threads, cause like I'm about to.
Yeah, I'm probably. I don't know.
Is it rude that it's like, I'd much rather see what you're doing or see the pictures you posting than hear you. I don't want to hear you. I want to see you.
A lot of people a better aesthetic.
Yeah.
Communicators.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's hard to be funny in words, like just words, me reading it.
But it'd be funny. Also, some people's opinions I just don't like. So it's like, all right. I'm
subscribe to this.
But, and then also, if I see you say something on Threads that I don't like or on any other platform, I'm likely going to go unfollow you on all platforms.
Yeah. You know what I kept saying too? Again, this is another thing that reminded me of.
Unless I can't find your name.
It's something that reminded me of. Old Twitter, I kept saying, good morning, say it back. I said, yo, what is this, 2010? Oh my gosh.
Grand Rising.
Yeah, I saw a few of them. I was like, oh my God, I forgot this was a thing. I was like, this is where all of y'all went? All y'all Grand Rising and Good Morning People?
They switched to Texas.
Yeah. But they stopped. They got on Twitter when everybody actually had opinions.
Yeah, and they switched to text messages. Yeah. They just text people directly like, good morning. And now they on Threads.
And then the chain messages.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
Goodness.
I don't want them chain messages to come back. Grandma had sent me one of those a few weeks ago.
I'm covered by the divine. My ancestors.
You know where the shame messages went? They went to Instagram. So like they'll be in the middle of the Instagram posts. So Facebook. If you ever go back on Facebook, it'll be a chain of Facebook posts, and you'll be like, this is like a text thread.
Yes. Why now they be still like going? I bet you won't share this post. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus, and Jesus is Lord and Savior, head of my life, but I bet you won't post this too. There's not even like a share button here.
I bet you won't post Jesus was vegan.
They'd be like, I'll copy and paste this so that we know it's real. And then I'll
put that on a shirt. I'm going to say Jesus was a vegan.
I'm not going to say,
stop me if I'm lying.
I'm not going to say Jesus was a pescatarian. At me.
Thread me.
But
I'm gonna say Jesus was drinking wine.
He's a wine bibber.
Jesus wasn't drunk.
Oh, I ain't
didn't
gonna
say
that.
All that.
A wine bibber.
It just meant he drank wine.
You know, that's Spanish for drink. Bibber.
Beber. To drink.
Yeah.
But it was B-I-B-B-E-R.
Oh, word.
It was like bibber.
Oh, Biber.
You gotta read the Bible. Okay?
Oh, you said B-B-E-R?
Yes.
Oh, Bieber. Bieber.
Lord.
Jesus was a believer.
But, dang, you made me lose my thought. Oh, when I realized that those messages were just, I don't know, it took me a while because I feel like when people first started doing that, like, you know, if you don't share this, you're going to hell. If you don't type amen, you're going to hell or something like that. But then I really started thinking, y'all just trying to get like shares and retweets and stuff like that. Yo, the Lord knows my heart.
Vain.
The Lord knows my heart.
They be like, if you don't say amen, you're going to hell. I'm like, what?
I'll see you there.
I'm sitting there like, we'll have to see these posts.
Y'all using Jesus for clickbait. Ridiculous. So now I just be like,
scare tactic.
I just think the experience is gonna be different. I mean, it's cool. It just reminded me of early Twitter, and I was like, okay, I think the community that's gonna be there is gonna be a lot different than Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So just being mindful of, hey, this is about to go totally different.
I actually want to partake in the like posting on there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I'm going to utilize it, but I do want to be a threader, like mm-hmm. a consistent threader. I'm not going to be posting every thought that I have, but like strategically or give some value out.
Yeah,
but I don't know how.
I was thinking that too. I was thinking about, because it's so early on, and it's like might as well just set the wave of what it's actually gonna be. Because before we weren't. I mean, we were on it. I don't know if y'all were on it in 2010, but I was on it.
Yeah,
that was back when it was Flashback Friday.
You know, 6K got all kind of buttons.
But all of that the vibe that Black Twitter set early on is what carried over for pretty much the entirety of the app. So just thinking about the people who, granted, the people who I followed initially, like I remember Fabulous was one of those people who was hilarious on Earth. He was out of pocket.
I used to follow him too.
He was out of pocket early, but it was hilarious.
My first Twitter had got hacked, and I made a new one.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a lot of followers.
You did?
Yeah.
My followers were growing very steadily, and then I just stopped.
You got
a new one there.
I made a new one. Then once I made a new one,
I understand. I mean, honestly, I feel like I don't know what I would be saying on there.
Either.
Like, I don't know what I would post because I haven't actually.
No, you're going to die.
I don't want, but I also don't want it to be like promo-y.
Yeah,
like, I just want to just post stuff, but I also.
I'm going to post a book. Google products.
I don't know. Because, like, I feel like when I was on Twitter, I mean, I was young, so, like, I was saying song lyrics and stuff like that that I wrote that nobody knew, but it applied to my life. So, but like other than that, like I genuinely don't know what I would tweet, but what would it be called?
Thread and needles.
Yeah. What would I thread? What would Seamstress. I sew? What would I sew? On the app, I don't know.
I literally have put that in the song yesterday.
What? So? Thread needles?
I need a seamstress.
I need a seamstress. Beamtress. How you put that in a song?
Seamstress. You seem stressed.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't that.
That's better than what I came up with.
Definitely wasn't that. Throw that out there just because. But.
You're not going
for
me,
sis. I am.
That's the second time you did that. He's like, all right, he touched the thing.
What? He touched the butt.
Nah, but I feel like that goes into, like, at least for us, our brand.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding our brand, what's authentic to us, like, what would we be saying? I'm going to just put a gray area. Said, actually... Backspace. My first thread might be, Jesus was a vegan. Stop me if I'm lying.
Thread me
if I'm lying.
Sow a seed below.
Sow a seed.
With my cash app. Taking tithes and offerings.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
But remember, it's just going to be people that you follow on Instagram.
No, it's not.
I'm switching up the whole algorithm.
It's gonna be you to start.
It's gonna be the conscious community.
Yeah. So then, how do you find new people though?
You can still search people because again, most people. If you have an Instagram, you can still search people.
Yeah, but like I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know.
It's Twitter. Remind yourself, it is Twitter. Okay. It's just slight with a few minor changes.
It's wild because. Like, people go to, like, when you first meet somebody, they'll go see your Instagram, see what you like, see how you are. Now they can go there, and then they can also go see your threads.
Yeah.
And, like, they see how you are, see the aesthetic, see what you look like, how you present yourself on Instagram with the pictures and everything. Then they go to the threads and be like, okay, what do he or she think about? Like, what's going on up here? And they just reading, like, this is wild.
Jesus was a vegan.
and that's the part where I remember, like, I had one of my old coworkers. She used to say, depending on how you address me, I know where you know me from. If you call me da da da, I know you know me from high school. If you call me da da da, I know you know me from Twitter. If you know me from Twitter, it's like you gonna get a totally different side of me because you're getting the Twitter version versus the Instagram. My mother on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not about to be wilding on Instagram. So it's like just seeing you get different sides of people from different social medias.
That's the other thing too. Like when people be having family members following them, you don't like their Facebook be totally different from their other platforms.
Yeah, I want all my stuff to be not exactly the same, but cohesive. Like, so if you see me on here,
This is
how you gonna see me over here. It's just now this is the picture version of me.
Or I might be a little bit funnier here because these are my actual thoughts.
Yeah, and I don't got time to backspace. I just hit record and it's like
I got five characters to get my point. I said 500 characters.
500 is crazy.
To get my point.
I'll write a whole paragraph and then be like, fill in the blank. what's the conclusion? What did y'all get from this?
Oh man, that's funny. Yeah, I might check it out. My first thought though, when I saw it and when I had seen spells, I was like, not another social media platform. Like, that was my only thought. I was not excited.
Now I got something to say. I'm a world leader.
I got stuff to say, but I don't know.
I don't know, because I'm going into a phase where I don't want to talk. I want to speak a lot less.
And
well, you're gonna be right. So how we got?
You actually sound like how the not no more, but the first time.
Now we can't call it. Well, I guess if you on Twitter, you can call it Twitter fingers. But like, what if you on Threads?
So with fingers.
Ew. Ew.
They threading. What you need? Don't you need like a thimble or something to
yeah, be threading? Yeah, thimble.
Got them thimble fingers.
Thimble thumbs. Thimble thumbs. Thimble thumbs over there.
That's good. Thimble thumbs. Oh my thumbs. Goodness.
Thimble
thumbs. Thimble thumbs went crazy on them threads, huh?
Hey, yo.
That's gonna be the name of this podcast. Thimble thumbs.
That's fire.
Ooh, man.
The first gray area thread is gonna be like, don't be out here with the thimble thumbs.
I feel like I got a lisp when I say that.
Oh man, that's funny though. I don't know.
Dang, it's wild. Y'all gotta wait a whole 45 minutes to hear about the thimble thumbs.
Oh, but if you're here live, you made it. You're here with us. Nah, but I feel like I'm interested to see what happens now. Even with that lawsuit that's happening between Elon and
Meta.
Just because, like, I don't know, will it hold up? Will it not hold up? There's also other apps that did the exact same thing, but
with actual Twitter employees.
Yeah. Yeah, they did it with actual Twitter employees. But it's also a thing of, like, Twitter is not, like, a super complex platform. And it's been around for so long that if you were on Twitter for long enough and you're an engineer or you are a coder, you could figure out how to put Twitter together easily. Because it's not even like he changed the platform when he got on there. It's all the same stuff. It's just...
I pay for it.
Yeah. So... It's like CapCut.
Honestly, so I'm like, I used to use this all the time.
Right, this was like, my go-to filter.
That's the last vlog I was doing. Before you go, sorry to cut y'all off. Yeah. Last vlog I was doing, it was this, I believe it was a transition that I just used to use all the time. And I just clicked it. And now I'm trying to export it. And it's not letting me export it because I don't have a pro account. And I'm like, I didn't do anything different. I did this on my last.
So, yeah.
On the last week. It was just last week when I edited the first.
That's what I found out about most of the... It's like most of the apps, the programs, it's like they realized that they gave us too much to start.
Mm-hmm.
And well, we need to make some more money. So, you know, we're going to take this away from you. Because you remember when Photoshop, you see, you buy the program, you have the entire program.
I had the whole suite.
Yeah.
And then I bought Photoshop, but it came in like Illustrator. Like I had the entire suite.
And then now it's like, hey, we gave you too much. That was my bad. Let's reel this back. This used to be free. That's too good of a thing to be free. We don't want to make nothing new. Pay. I'm gonna need you to run that money.
Every month, they
do be doing a lot of updates and stuff.
Yeah, at least
with like Adobe.
Adobe does a lot of updates.
So that's why I like it. So I don't be having a problem. Mm-hmm. Like once I actually get to using it,
mm-hmm.
I actually want the whole Creative Cloud.
But my thing is, if you going like scale back and now be like, all right, bro, you got to pay for this stuff. Give me a free tutorial on how to use the stuff.
We got free tutorials everywhere.
I need more. I want the company to curate it because you keep adding all these features or saying now I gotta pay for this. Well, I don't even know how to use this stuff, so but let me know.
They do have it. Like once they upgrade stuff, once you go into it,
it'd be like
it,
okay,
it gives
it.
You a
okay, got it.
Nah, you can click on it and it show you how to use the stuff
or and what new features.
I'm pretty sure I watched the video. But a lot of times, we just click, okay, I got it, because I don't feel like clicking through and reading or watching the video.
That is true. I've heard you do it. I was there.
I do it every time.
Yeah. Shoot, I mean, I pretty much did it with Threads when I went in. I was like,
man, I've been around since.
Yeah, I can figure this out. This ain't that old. And I'm reading, I'm like, it's about to take some time. And I'm like, let me just keep going. But I don't even need all of that. For me, I'd much rather them start off like, I'm gonna say, if you start off with me paying, that's fine. Don't give me something and then be like, actually, so you gotta pay for this. Or give me like the more. Trial. Yeah, I was like, give me a trial version, maybe, or give me more after. Like, don't just give me the. Yeah. Like, give me an effect and then make it so that I can do more to the effect if I pay for it, as opposed to
trying to say, now you gotta pay for the basic version of the thing.
Yeah, this was free last week.
And y'all done changed the Zoom lens. Like, let's move on. But Threads.
Thimble thumbs.
Y'all hear thimble thumbing.
Alright, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I might make my account and then just so I can see, because I'm going to be making like a content calendar and stuff like closer, well, in a few weeks for my 12-week year or whatever. So I guess I'll add that to the list.
I'll see y'all in September.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to really start using it until after my 12-week year.
I'll figure out these socials.
But I might just make my account just so that I have my account. And I can see what it is.
Because I can do the video form for TikTok. I can do the short video form for TikTok. Do the picture form of whatever for Instagram. And a couple pods ago, I was like, I'm just using Instagram for pictures. Now, we here. And then I'm going to wear whatever my caption say. I got 500 characters. to thimble thumb it out.
Yeah, that's crazy. Don't be drunk threatening y'all out here, y'all.
Right. Do not be drunk threatening.
Your mother might see.
Unless you funny. if you funny, then just let the thimble thumbs fly. That was hard to say.
Thimble thumbs fly. Like Mike Tyson, I'm a warrior. I'm a fighter. I'm a warrior. Heart, I got a lion spirit.
But I think it'll be interesting. We'll see what happens.
Cool. I like social medias. I just, I want to figure out my purpose on here and take up my space.
Yeah.
Not my space. But I just want to take up my space on whatever platforms I decide to actually use.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's my thing. I haven't really figured out, like, what do I want to say on here. So now it's like, all right, well, I don't want to be on here just saying whatever. Like.
And I want to, like, I speak in a certain way. So I also want to be able to
articulate
thimble thumb it in like my voice. Not how I think I sound, but how I actually sound. Like how I would actually talk to myself. Even like throw the B's in there.
But those are the people when I was on Twitter. I enjoyed their actual opinions because they were, it was them. And it's like that, the people who I follow on Instagram, it's a totally different reason. And they might not have the same level of
intellect. They were just there shaking ass. Like, nah, just.
What? shaking ass, or they just take pictures, you know? But. But yeah, some people just aren't good with words.
It seemed like Instagram was porn.
Yeah, just shaking ass.
It'd be some wholesome people on there.
And do.
Church pictures. Sunday's best.
I remember that used to be. Sunday's best.
But yeah, this should be an interesting ride.
I think it's going to be cool. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. I think it's going to be funny.
You think it's gonna get Twitter out of here?
I think Twitter is gonna get itself out of here.
Yeah, I think Twitter is already making its way.
Yeah, I think it'll still be around. Like, I don't think it's gonna like completely shut down, but like, I think Twitter has changed enough with this new subscription model that now it's like I mean, you people was already looking for new platforms, regardless. So.
I just hope, I don't know what it is with social media apps, but like, they'll get it right and then they'll just
keep messing to get it too right.
I'll be like, yo, just this. Only thing we ask for is an edit tweet button.
Right.
And that's literally like the only thing people have asked for years is edit your tweet.
Yeah.
That's it. Just can I do? I made a mistake. My bad. I misspelled. I used the wrong there. Can I go back and change it so I don't look like an idiot?
So I don't gotta delete this whole tweet and then retype it out.
And hopefully it get the same engagement.
You know what I'm saying? Like I edit, but maybe even if it was like everybody can see what you edited, just so that you like in the same way Apple does. Like, all right, you have a certain amount of time for you to edit.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, this post was edited up. He edited his thread.
Something.
I see what he's doing. But. He copping, please. He trying to, never mind. Trying to be PC out here.
But, I mean, yeah, well, I really think Twitter is getting itself out of here. And I don't think that, whether this came out, I feel like if this came out with the original Twitter, nobody would probably care. But because, like, with the subscription-based model and then, because the fact that people who were already verified lost their verification check if they didn't pay is why.
Yeah, it made me go on Twitter just to see, like, am I tripping? Have I been on here for a minute? And then somebody, I forget who I was looking at, but it was some artist. And I was like, this is their actual page, or is this somebody else making, like, somebody else made it? I was like, oh, this is their actual page. They just not verified. Oh, they just not paying for it. I understand. I wouldn't pay for it either.
But I think, but Instagram had introduced a paid verification program as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on with that, but I think because it happened with Twitter first and, like, people were actually losing their blue checks because of it, I think that was, like, the start of its downfall. And we all know that Facebook just be copying off whatever other people are doing. And they're like, oh, people actually paying for this from y'all? All right, then let's do that over here, too. We've been waiting to introduce this, but we ain't want to be the first ones. That's basically what it felt like. I don't know. We'll just have to see what happens. But y'all got any final thoughts on Thimble Thumbs?
No.
Threader? Twitter? Instagram? Facebook? Snapchat?
Vine? None of
it. My thumbs gonna be thimbling.
Thimble thumbs.
They may or may not. Probably.
I don't know if I'm gonna have a thimble thumbs, but I definitely just wanted to see what's happening. What's going on here?
Yeah.
If y'all don't get followed, I'm sorry.
Word.
It's not you. It's just your thoughts. I
don't subscribe.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I like what you do. Your life is your life looks nice. You take nice pictures, nice videos, but I just don't want to hear you talk.
I don't want to hear you.
You think? I don't want to hear you think. I don't want to read your thoughts. They don't. I don't got no context. Maybe you said it nice and then it read. It didn't read well.
The fact that you're apologizing now is wild.
It just didn't read well.
Following a lot of people.
I'm going to follow y'all on Instagram. We still here.
Exactly.
The OG.
We still rocking on Instagram.
Yeah, I still rock with you. I just don't. It's a lot of reading. It's a lot. I like to read.
That's how reading goes.
I don't read this.
I just started reading.
But if y'all have any thoughts on Threads, definitely comment below. Let us know what your thoughts are. If you gonna have Thimble Thumbs, or if you already got Thimble Thumbs out in these streets, just let us know.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And don't forget to subscribe to our Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
We do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance. This episode will likely be out a lot sooner, but typically 1 to 2 months in advance. So, yeah. Join us live on our Patreon, and we will see you guys next week. Bye!
Adios!
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
Thimble thumbs. Thimble thumbs.
Get on my face. Lion spirit, I swear. I'm a fighter, I'm a warrior, I'm a lion.
Still recording, alright.
Uh-huh.